Hello?
Hello. Hi, good afternoon. Can I speak to Sandra?
Speaking.
Hi, my name is Sam. I'm calling from National Opinion Surveys. I'm conducting an opinion survey, and I would like to ask you a few questions about important issues facing your community and the nation itself. But before we begin, can you please tell me if there's anyone in your household worked for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
You said, can I tell you what?
Can you tell me if someone in your household works for the media outlet?
No.
Okay. Thank you. All right. And are you 18 or older and registered to vote?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you. And just to be sure we're representing everybody, may I ask your race, please?
African American.
Thank you so much. Now, and what is your age?
53.
Thank you. I know it's a still long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the November 2024 elections for president, Congress, and other offices? Will you definitely vote, probably vote, 50-50 chances, or you will definitely not vote?
Vote for what now?
In the elections for president, Congress, and other offices in 2024, will you, or what are the chances for you to vote?
Oh, you said, what was the options?
Oh, what are the, you will definitely vote, probably 50-50, or you will not vote?
Probably.
All right. Thank you. Now, thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
Dissatisfied.
Okay. Thanks for sharing that. Now, thinking about some issues the country now, which of the following issues do you most want Congress focus on? You can select up to two. Let me give you the options here. Providing affordable childcare, improving the economy, fighting inflation, reducing gun violence, standing up to the rise in racism and discrimination, protecting voting rights and fighting threats to our democracy, reducing crime, protecting women's reproductive freedoms and abortion rights, protecting LGBTQ rights, lowering the cost of healthcare and prescription drugs, increasing border security and stopping illegal immigration, improving K-12 public school education, investing in maternal health to make pregnancy and childbirth safer. Which two will you select?
That's a hard one. I don't remember some of them, but there's so many. You might have to say those again. Cause that, how many did you just name?
Like 10.
Oh.
Yeah. So let me repeat it, all right? No, that's okay. So providing affordable childcare is one. Improving the economy. Fighting inflation. Reducing gun violence. Standing up to the rise in racism and discrimination. Protecting voting rights and fighting threats to our democracy. Reducing crime. Protecting women's reproductive freedoms and abortion rights, protecting LGBTQ rights, lowering the cost of healthcare and prescription drugs, increasing border security and stopping illegal immigration, improving K-12 public school education, investing in maternal health to make pregnancy and childbirth safer.
The second one was what now?
Improving the economy?
Maybe it was the third one.
Fighting inflation.
Fighting inflation.
All right.
And
a keyword that you remember?
Um, What's in the middle? Fighting inflation. That was the third one?
Yeah. So you want to know what's the middle?
Yeah.
In the middle, it's either reducing crime, protecting women's reproductive freedoms and abortion rights, protecting LGBTQ rights, or lowering the cost of healthcare and prescription drugs. Those are like kind of in the middle.
Probably fighting crime.
Fighting crime? All right.
Yeah.
Good. All right. I got your answers. Thanks so much. Now, in your opinion, are economic conditions in the country getting better, staying the same, or getting worse?
Getting worse.
Thank you. Now, in thinking about how the economy is going, specifically for you and your family, would you say your wages or salary are just keeping up with the cost of living, falling behind the cost of living, or rising to the point where you feel you can get ahead?
Just keeping up.
Keeping up, all right. Now, and in your opinion, which do you think are the greatest obstacles to economic success and upward mobility in this country? You can select again up to two. Let me read the options. Poor work ethic, poor life choices and value by some, unfair or rigged economic system for the rich, inadequate programs to help people in poverty, sexism or unequal pay or treatments for women, the breakdown of the traditional family structure, not enough good role models, lack of good paying job opportunities, too many people depending on the government for handouts, or racism and discrimination.
I didn't even hear the question, so I couldn't concentrate on the answers.
No problem. So the question is, in your opinion, which do you think are the greatest obstacle to an economic success and upward mobility in this country? You want me to read the options, or you can just... Okay. So the options were poor work ethic, poor life choices and values by some, unfair or rigged economic systems for the rich, inadequate programs to help people in poverty, sexism or unequal pay or treatment for women, the breakdown of traditional family structure, not enough good role models, lack of good paying job opportunities, too many people depending on the government for handouts, racism and discrimination.
Well, there's a few of those too. Lack of family structure. And what was the second one?
Poor life choices and values by some.
Yeah. Poor life choices.
I think so much. And here are some reasons others have given for why they say crime is rising. Please tell me which you think is the biggest reason. By the way, this is a good time to stop this. If you want me to stop in some point, for example, if you tell me, please repeat, or I got lost on that one, you can tell me to repeat that. That's not a problem for me, okay?
Mm-hmm.
I appreciate your time anyways. So let me repeat the question. Some reasons others have given for what they say crime is rising. Select which one do you think are the reasons. You can select up to two again. Inadequate programs to help lower income people. Too many young people not being properly parented and raised. A toxic culture, music, TV, video games, and movies that promote bad values. Prosecutors and elected officials who are not tough enough on crime. Too many guns floating our streets. Lack of after school programs and mentoring to keep children from criminal activity. A lack of good paying jobs and opportunities for people without a degree or job training. A broken bail and parole system which lets criminals back on the streets too quickly. Too many undocumented immigrants crossing our borders. Too many people suffering from mental illnesses on our streets. Inflation and the rising cost of living making it harder for people to get by. Reduced funding for public services to help people in need, or not enough police officers on the streets. You can select two.
Oh my. the first three and the one that did you say something about inflation? People just not getting by?
Yeah.
That one. And then what was the first three again?
Inadequate programs to help lower income people, too many young people not being properly patented and raised, or a toxic culture, which includes music, TV, video games, and movies that promote bad values.
That, once again, back to people not being raised properly.
All right. Thank you. All right. Let me move on then. Now, and how much have you heard, seen, or read about attempts to remove or ban books that discuss slavery or racism from public schools? Have you heard that a lot, a little, or nothing at all?
A little.
A little, all right. Now, do you support or oppose the efforts to remove or ban books from public schools?
Oppose.
Will you say strongly oppose or somewhat oppose?
What was the two?
Strongly or somewhat?
Strongly.
All right. Now, I'm going to read you a list of people. Please rate your feelings towards some people and organization using a scale from 0 to 100, on which 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, a 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and a 50 means that you are not particularly warm or cold. You may use any number from 0 to 100, depending on how you feel. And if you have no opinion or have never heard of a person, you can also let me know about that.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so the gay rights movement from 0 to 100, what's your opinion?
Gay rights movement, 85.
Five, all right. What about Black Lives Matter or BLM?
100.
All right, Ron DeSantis?
0.
Kevin McCarthy?
50.
Beyonce?
50.
Critical race theory or CRT?
What was it again?
Critical race theory or CRT.
I never heard of that.
All right, that's fine. Donald Trump?
That's a 0.
Kamala Harris?
100.
Okay. Hakeem Jeffries?
Never heard of him.
All right. What about the NAACP?
NAACP?
Yeah, correct. NAACP, I'm sorry.
Oh, 100.
All right. The feminist movement?
Never heard of that.
All right. Joe Biden?
50.
Barack Obama?
100.
All right. Thanks so much. Moving on. I know it's still a way off, but thinking about the 2024 presidential election, if that election was held today and the candidates were Cornel West, the third party candidate, Joe Biden, the Democrat, and Donald Trump, the Republican, for whom would you vote if you have to choose today?
Joe Biden,
okay, thank you. Now, switching things up a little bit here, please rate how much each of the following could impact you personally. Using a scale from 0 to 10, 10, it will have a major impact in your life, 5 means a moderate impact on your life, and 0 means that you think it won't have any impact on your life at all. You can use any number from 0 to 10. So affirmative action ending from 0 to 10.
Affirmative action who?
Affirmative action ending? Mm-hmm.
I don't even know that one. I'm going to say 5. I don't know.
5? Okay. What about crime and violence in this country?
10.
All right. The country's economy going into a recession soon?
10 is the impact, the greatest impact, right?
Correct. Correct.
Yeah, that'll be a 10.
And climate change?
5.
5, all right. Thank you. Now, I'm going to read you a series of policy statements that some say the government should implement. For each one, please tell me if you agree or disagree with that policy. You can tell me that you strongly agree or strongly disagree, or somewhat agree or somewhat disagree. Here's the first one. The government should pass a law requiring employers to provide workers with paid family and medical leave to take care of themselves or family members with a serious health condition. So do you agree or disagree? And how much do you disagree?
Agree.
Strongly or somewhat?
Strongly.
All right. Children under 18 should not be allowed to choose which bathroom or locker room they use at school. They should use the room of the gender they were assigned at birth. Agree or disagree?
I strongly agree.
All right. Drug addicts and nonviolent offenders with mental illnesses should be sent to a treatment facility instead of a prison.
Somewhat agree.
All right. The government should provide free childcare to all families.
Strongly agree.
All right. Athletes should compete in sports based on the gender they were assigned at birth rather than how they self-identify.
Somewhat agree.
Okay. The government should provide a universal basic income of $1,000 a month for all adult citizens.
What was that question?
Yeah. The government should provide a universal basic income of $1,000 a month for all adult citizens.
Yeah, that's supposed to be a minimum amount?
Yeah, pretty much $1,000 for all adults a month.
I don't understand what that would be about, but I guess I somewhat agree.
All right. Ban assault weapons. Do you agree or disagree?
I somewhat agree.
All right. And the government should pass legislation to protect abortion rights so that abortion is legal nationwide.
Somewhat agree.
All right. Thanks so much. All right. Now we're moving on. We're almost done on the survey. Now, in which, if any of the following situations, should employers be required by law to give their workers paid time off? You can select as many as you wish. Now, fathers whose spouse or partner is giving birth to a child, sickness or serious injury, when dealing with a mental health episode, death of a family member, mothers adopting a child, fathers adopting a child, mothers giving birth to a child, caring for a family member with a serious health condition.
I think all of them except for the adoption one.
Okay. Let me not select.
Except for the two adoption.
Mothers and fathers adopting a child, okay?
Mm-hmm.
I got you. Now, and how often would you say you experience sexism in your everyday life? Would you say very often, often, not often, or not at all?
Not often.
Not often, okay. No problem. Now, have any of the following things happened to you or a member of your household in the last 12 months? money or property was stolen?
No.
Did it happen to you or some family?
No.
No, okay. Home was vandalized or broken into?
No.
Violent crimes such as assault?
No.
And car was stolen or broken into?
No.
All right, that's good. Now, questions are for statistical purposes only, and we're done. So what is the last year of schooling that you have completed? 1 to 11, high school graduate, some college or vocational certificate, college graduate bachelor's degree, or postgraduate, such as master's, MBA, law, PhD, MD, etc.?
Some college.
Some college, all right. Mm-hmm. Now, are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or a widow?
Single.
Thank you. Do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household?
One.
All right. How would you describe the area where you live? Urban, suburban, or rural?
You said urban or rural?
Uh-huh.
I'm sorry?
The options were urban, suburban, or rural.
What is suburban?
I guess not like in the middle, I guess. Like urban and rural, something like that.
Now, rural is when you like that open land, right?
Something like in the country, I guess. Uh-huh.
Yeah. I guess I'm more urban.
All right. Got you. Now, how often do you attend church or religious services? Twice a week or more, every week, once or twice a month, several times a year, hardly ever or never?
Hardly ever.
Hardly ever. All right. Now, I'm going to read you a list of news outlets or stations. For each, please tell me how often you regularly watch or read them in a span of a week. So is that very often? You can tell me somewhat often, not that often, or seldom, or never. So network news such as NBC, ABC, or CBS, how often?
You said, what was the choices?
Very often, somewhat often, not that often, or seldom to never.
Oh, very often.
Very, okay. What about CNN?
Never.
Never. Your local TV news?
Very often.
Fox News?
Not that often.
MSNBC?
MSNBC? No, I haven't watched that one.
All right. Thank you. Now, regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, Republican, Independent, or something else?
I'm assuming Democrat.
All right. Would you say that you're a strong Democrat or not so strong?
Not so strong.
All right. Now, which of the following best describe your current health insurance coverage? Medicare, Medicaid, health insurance provided by you or your spouse employer, health insurance you bought and paid for yourself, or no health insurance?
Health insurance by my employer.
All right. That was something that you paid for yourself?
Or through my employer.
Ah, okay, I got you. All right. Now, who is the primary breadwinner in your household?
That will be me.
All right. And would you please tell me into which of the following categories the yearly income of your household falls, including everyone in the household? Just stop me when I get to your your category. So under 15,000, 15 to 30,000, 30 to 50, 50 to 75,
70 to
50. Okay. Thank you. Do you identify as a member of the LGBTQ+ community?
No.
All right. Well, that actually concludes the survey for today. I really appreciate your time here, ma'am. And I hope you have an amazing rest of your night, Sandra.
Okay. Thank you.
Bye-bye. Take care.
Bye. Mm-hmm.